Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 13. Proverbs, chapter 13. I'll catch up to you here in a moment. Of course, we started last week a part of Proverbs, and I'm calling it the characteristics of a fool. Scriptural characteristics of a fool. Now, let me say this, and I'll say it over and over and over throughout this part of the study. Foolishness is a lifestyle. All of us tend to have times of being foolish. Because you do something foolish one time does not make you a fool necessarily. But it's when it becomes repetitive and a part of your character that you become a fool scripturally. Now, let me say this. Scattered throughout Proverbs, there are the characteristics of a fool. Last week we went through, I think, 9 or 10 of them. Let me see here. We got through 9 of them. I have like 35, 36 different ones that we'll go through. And then we'll hit another topic in the book of Proverbs and go at it much the same way. We're not, I'm just kind of showing you the verses and what is it that Brother Hiles used to say, read and holler, read and holler, read and holler. That's kind of about what it is. I'm just kind of going through, showing you and giving you the principles for them. Tonight, I'm going to start with number 10, Proverbs chapter 13. Look at verse number 18. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination of fools to depart from evil. Now, fools like being as close to evil as possible. Fools enjoy being around evil. Now, let me remind you, sin and evil are different. Sin is a transgression. It is a trespass. It is you step across the line. You break a rule. You go 75 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone and get a ticket. That is a sin. Evil is when you conspire together with someone else to hurt someone else's reputation or character. Evil is much worse than sin. Evil is when you purposely try to destroy or hurt someone. If I were to get with Brother Harry and try to destroy Brother Wiley's reputation, wouldn't take very long. But if we got together and tried to hurt Brother Wiley's reputation, that's when you cross from sin to evil. Evil people, that's why gossip is evil. You are talking negatively about someone to destroy someone. God calls it an abomination. He calls it evil. fools think biblical standards are stupid because they're evil. They themselves are evil. They're the ones that will make fun of Christians who dress God's way. They're the ones that always question, well, that's just their opinion. That's evil. That's evil. And please don't take this the wrong way, but let's see. How old are you? 14 now? Okay, I better not use that age. That was some 16-year-old has... Anybody in here 16? Okay, Malachi. Some 13-year-old, all right? Do I have any of those? All right, here we go. Some 13-year-old questioning somebody that's been preaching for 37, 38 years, knows the Word of God, and has talked to millions of people. Some 13-year-old thinks they know more about the Bible and Bible standards than I do. I got more sense in my little finger than they got in their whole head. It's not because I'm a dictator. I have worked with far more of people, far more in life. I know God better, and you can't question that. Well, I've done my study. Yeah, I can show you all kinds of things that aren't true that you can study. So, you know, it makes no sense. Evil people question those things. They get others and try to pull them away. They mock at people who live biblically. They're the ones, young ladies, that if you dress right, they make fun of you for dressing right all the time. Those are evil people. I don't care if they go to church or not. I went to a Christian high school. Do you know I stood alone virtually in a Christian high school? I did. Everybody doing all right? Okay, I'm having fun right now. I really am. Fools are the modernist, contemporary kind of Christianity. They're the ones that have the modernism, the bouncy ball stuff, the techno churches, and the, oh, come as you are, come in your pajamas, and everything's okay. I call it the outhouse. What's that thing called now? Airborne. Yeah, it used to be living room. That's it. Yeah, now they went from living room to airborne. Yeah. Help us, Jesus. You know, you got a better chance at the outhouse of finding God than there, I promise you. Fools want to be as close to sin and evil as they can. Fools enjoy being around evil. By the way, look at their music. A fool's music is evil. Contemporary Christian music is evil. I don't care what the words are. You don't use the devil's methods to get God's message out. And most of them have doctrine that's so wrong and so weak. wet spaghetti noodle has more strength than that does. Fools like the thrill of temptation. They like the thrill of hurting somebody. They like seeing inflicting pain on people. Evil people do that. All right? I've got to hurry because we have a long way to go. Look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 20. One of my favorite verses in the entire book of Proverbs. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Fools are associated with destruction. I'm going to make a statement here. Fools always face destruction. They don't face it always right away, but they always face destruction. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. You know, I thank God that I have friends like Dr. Russell Anderson. I'm thankful I have friends like Dr. Jeffrey Fugit. I'm glad I have friends like Brother Chris Drelyard, Brother Kevin Arcola, Brother Jim Gelhausen. I'm glad my friends are men of God who are working in the ministry, soul winning, preaching right, doing right. Those are my friends. I thank God for it. I'm glad I got friends like Dennis Murillo over in Huntington, West Virginia. Clearing off 5 acres right now, getting ready to try to put a building up, called me. He said, I know what you've been through. How do I avoid some of this? I spent about an hour on the phone with him. Dr. Anderson just preached there about 3 weeks ago. Brother Murillo had 28 visitors and about 15, 20 saved, and about a dozen baptized that day. His church is about two to three times the size of ours right now. And they've had buildings, but they've bought some new property and are clearing it off right now. I thank God I got friends like that. Yes. When you walk with wise people, guess what? Some of it rubs off. I got to walk with Dr. Lee Robertson, Dr. Joe Boyd. I got to walk with Brother Hiles. I got to walk with wise people. May I say this? I'm not the wisest person in the world, but I didn't walk with them with my eyes shut. I didn't walk with them to find out what they did that was wrong. Now, fools know enough truth to draw you in, then destroy you. Fools will use just enough truth to draw you in. That's what's dangerous about liberals. Liberals are fools. They use just enough truth to say there's truth in it. But then they pervert the truth so that everyone is destroyed. It makes you sound real good that, oh, we have to take care of all these illegals because we can't rip families apart. Okay, don't rip them apart. Send their kids with them. Liberalism makes you feel something that is evil to good, but it's not right. Fools love to destroy people to lift up themselves. The fool is the person who steps on somebody to get on top. If you have to tromp on people to move up, you're being foolish. Calling a fool your friend will bring you destruction. Can I tell you something? Don't be friends with fools. I was talking with someone today, this morning, and we were discussing a young man who's going through some tough times. And I said, when they get out of where they are right now, they're at a dangerous spot. And this person said, oh, I know. And I said, I have said for years, you show me who your friends are, I'll show you what you are. I said, they need new friends, they need new location, they need new everything, and get out of that type of influence, because if not, they're not strong enough to withstand. I said, and that's not just for young people, it's for old people too. You show me who your friends are, I'll show you what you are. Fools all end in destruction. Don't let a fool be your friend. Okay, I don't know anything about social media, but if somebody is on your social media, unfriend them. If they're a fool, I wouldn't be talking with them. Everybody doing all right? Okay, here we go. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 1. I better keep moving here so that I don't get bogged down. Proverbs 14, verse number 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Principle is this: a fool pulls apart their own family. A fool pulls apart their own family. The word plucketh, that's a very interesting word. It means to destroy, to beat down, to overthrow, to ruin, to pull apart, or to break in pieces. Foolish young people talk bad about their parents and their brothers and their sisters. They try to destroy their family. Oh, I know more than my mom, or I know more than my dad. Can I tell you something? I don't care if you have lost family members, you don't know more than your mom and dad. They've lived longer than you, and you owe them something. Fools talk bad about their family. Fools look for all the negative in their family and don't see much of the good. A fool talks about all the bad things their kids do. You know, some things just don't need said. My wife and I are not perfect. Well, she is, I'm not. But my children never heard us disagree with one another. When we disagreed, we talked about it in private, not in front of them. Amen. My kids have never heard us yell, never heard a quote-unquote disagreement. It may be we disagreed over which should we go to, McDonald's or Burger King. You guys take a vote, I'm going, I don't care. That would be about the worst thing they ever saw us have a discussion about. But we didn't talk about finances in front of the kids. Not unless it was positive. If we had a discussion about what should be paid, what had to be partially paid or whatever, if we were in tough time, we didn't talk about it in front of the kids. None of their business. They didn't need to see us discussing that, thinking there was tension. So we didn't do those kinds of things. Everybody doing okay? Bible says our fools only live for themselves. And by living for yourself, you pull down the rest of your family. If you have to be first in everything, you're not living for your family. I'm about ready to build a new house. Very close to closing on my old house. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you something? I'm not picking the furniture. I'm not picking the colors. I'm not picking any of it. Say why? It's hers. See, but you live there. That's your house. No, it's our house. We don't have a yours and mine. It's ours. Well, what if they paint? She paints your bedroom pink. I'll sleep in a pink bedroom. It doesn't make any. Doesn't mind. I don't mind it at all. I got my eyes closed and it's dark. Who cares? You're not going to see it. Doesn't bother me. I want her to be happy. She's there a whole lot more than I am. I want her happy with what she has. By the way, I don't want anything. My wife and daughter will tell you, the worst thing is Christmas and my birthday. What do you want? Nothing. I want nothing. I went golfing this morning with my brother. That's our annual golf trip, you know? He did beat me by one shot. But I didn't do bad for not having picked up my clubs in 7 or 8 months. But let me say, I really don't want anything. I want them to have what they want. They live there a whole lot more than I do. Well, my wife does. My daughter won't. She'll probably be married to a toe-headed idiot by then. But it's not about me first. I don't care if she puts pink towels in the bathroom. I don't give a flip. At the hour of the morning that I shower, your eyes aren't open anyway. Who cares? You say, well, preacher, I can't believe you do. Why? There's a whole lot worse things in life to argue over than what color the paint is or what color the towels are. I'm not going to argue over that. I don't care. As long as I can dry off, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be me first about everything. Number 13, I better get moving here. Look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The word rod here literally means a paddle for corporal punishment. The Board of Education for the seat of knowledge. The Bible says, in the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride. A fool will beat you to death with me, I, mine. Fools beat people down with their words to build themselves up. They'll tell you all the things wrong with what you just did, but they have never done it themselves successfully. Everybody doing okay? I laugh at people. They want to criticize. When I used to work for Brother Hiles, they would want to criticize Brother Hiles. And I had one day, got in my grill, and I unloaded the truck. I said, dude, you run 125 people in your church, and you know more than a man running 22 to 24,000 people every week. When you're running 25,000, come back and criticizing to me. There was a series of applause around a group of preachers that were standing there. I said, you have no right. I said, I'll borrow his words. He has more people at the toilet at one time than you have in your whole church. It kind of shut the conversation down. Isn't it amazing how the person that's not done it knows how to do it? You know, the famous illustration, the guy pushing the French fry button at McDonald's knows how to run McDonald's better than the people that own it. Not true. Fools have to be the best or better than you at everything. That's what the rod of pride is about in their mouth. Can I tell you something? I don't care who gets the credit. Well, I had more visitors in church Sunday than you did. Okay, that's fine. Does that make you feel better? I didn't know it was a competition. You want to go back through the last 33 years and see how many I've had? I might be a turtle, but I'm still plodding. Fools make everything a competition. They have to be better than you at something. Fools have to beat everybody, or they have to beat everything. Can I tell you something? Life is not a competition. Marriage is not a competition. Young people, competitive sports is good to a certain degree, but you don't have to compete with one another throughout life. I am not in competition with my wife, not in competition with my daughter. I'm not in competition with the toe-headed idiot. Because I already beat him. Wait a minute. I'm not in competition with people. I'm not in competition with any pastor in America. I'm not. Brother Anderson and I were talking. He said, well, how many does this person run? I said, I don't know. He said, but that's your friend. I said, I can tell you how many visitors they have. I can tell you that they're having visitors almost every week. I can tell you they're having people saved every week, but I can't tell you how many they run in their church because I don't ask them about it, and they don't ask me. He said, I like you. I said, we challenge each other on visitors and salvations and things. That's about it. I said, we don't even challenge. We just talk about how good God is. So, fools' words are what beat people down. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 8. I got to hurry here. Look at verse number 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Now hang on, you ready? Fools are masters of deceit. Fools only tell you what they want you to know. Fools only tell you partial truths. Fools love to twist the rules to see what they can do just within the rules and how much they can get by with outside the rule and still stay inside the rule. They look for the loophole. Right. Can I tell you something? To every fool, eventually the loophole becomes a noose.
Right.
And it will choke you. Yep. You may be having fun right now, but you will get to the end of the rope. Can I let you in on a secret? I said this about 3 or 4 weeks ago to somebody, and they said, may have even been my dad. I don't remember. I think President Trump has been silent on a lot of this Russia stuff and a lot of this collusion stuff on purpose. And he's very quiet on Jeff Sessions. Can I tell you why? Number one, we don't have all the facts he has. Number two, I think he's given all the liberals enough rope to where when he finally does tug it, they're all going to go... Can I tell you something? If you looked at the news in the last 2 days, the rope's getting a little tighter. And he's still got his head down. Say, what happens? They're getting to the end of the rope. And they got their neck in it, and they don't know how to get out. And the more they pull, the tighter it gets. I really think he's smart enough to just let them hang themselves. He's not the bad guy then. We don't have enough information to make good decisions about what we think the president ought to do. Right. Fools love to show how they're getting away with something, so it must be okay. Young people, listen to me. As you get older, you're going to be around fools, and they're going to say, oh, I got away with it. It's okay. You can do this. If somebody has to say that to you, it's not right. They're evil and they're fools. Especially if you have a praying mama and a praying daddy like my kids had. I prayed every day that God would help them get caught doing wrong. That's not real nice. I'd rather you get caught early in life and get smacked real good and hard than to wait till you're an adult and get caught and then you're in jail. I said this before, the word fool is the word jester. They would come in and act foolishly in front of royalty and get people to laugh. And by the way, a fool is usually the center of attention. Class clown's usually a fool. Say why? Because then they could listen in on private conversations and everybody thought they were just joking around, but yet they were infiltrating high information. I got to hurry Look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 9. Fools make mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Fools think that sin is fun or amusing. Fools make mock of sin. Fools laugh at bad behavior. When somebody gets in trouble in a classroom, the fool's the ones laughing at them. The person that gets in trouble at work, the people that laugh at them are the fools. Now, when somebody got in trouble at work, when at least when I was going through school, I decided, they got in trouble for that. Not a good idea to repeat that. I wasn't laughing about it. I worked in such a job that if you made the wrong mistake, you could hurt or kill somebody. I understood some of those rules. We had a rule, you couldn't work with any jewelry on your hands when you're working with CNC lathes and stuff. Those things are spinning 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 RPMs. I watched a guy one day reach in a machine that was spinning, and it caught his ring, pulled the ring off, and the only thing left was the bone. There was no meat, nothing left on that hand but the bone. Three bones sticking up right there. From that moment on, I never wore my wedding ring. I said, I understand the rule. Not going to do that. He's lucky he even had that much left. And they took that out because there's nothing to put back on it. And cut it off right there. And he was done. Say why? Because he thought he could break the rule. Thought it was okay. Thought it was funny. It wasn't. Fools think that sin is amusing. Fools play with sinful things. They're the ones that play with the witchcraft and the Harry Potter stuff, and they play with the evil world stuff and the underworld things. I gotta hurry here. Fools take life as a game, and they play their way through it. Can I tell you something? I know there is such a thing called the game of life, but life is no game. When I was in Bible college, I watched Brother Hyle clad up in rain one day. Came out to college chapel and he said, "Don't you take your college ministry as though you're practicing for the ministry. Those are real people." He said, "Those are real souls dying and going to hell. Don't you dare practice on my people." Man, he brought an awareness to me I hadn't thought about before. Fools draw people in saying that, well, it hasn't ruined me, it hasn't hurt me, it's okay for you. Look out. Look out. Gotta hurry. Proverbs chapter 14, look at verse number 16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. Fools, here's the principle, are hot-headed and reckless. Fools are hot-headed and reckless. Fools are the ones that say this, "Well, I just have a short fuse." That's a foolish statement. Your fuse is no shorter than anybody else's. You just choose to put the match right next to it. Fools have no control or little control of their anger. Most fools you can pick out because they got an angry countenance. I'm not kidding. I watch people when I preach. I can tell when they're soured. Because it looks like they've been sucking dill pickle juice. I watch, especially in young people. Young people do not know how to hide anger. Not at all. You think you're hot snot and you ain't nothing but a cold booger. Trust me. It's written all over your face. Fools have to be mean or angry to get things done. They think they've got to bark their way through things just kidding. They call that good leadership. There's only one time in Scripture where Jesus lost, quote-unquote, or showed his anger. And that was in the temple with bad doctrine, making making the temple a den of thieves. And it doesn't even say there that he raised his voice. I find nowhere in Scripture where Jesus cut loose and screamed and hollered at somebody. Everybody doing all right? Fools step all over people or stomp on them just to get ahead. Fools take big chances and are very reckless. They're the ones that, okay, everybody look at me for a second. You'll find out how wise or how foolish you are, but when you start driving. Your driving habits reveal whether you're wise or foolish. How big a chances do you take? How angry are you going to be? Fools play close to evil so that they have a chance to get ahead of everybody else. I got to hurry. Number 17, Proverbs chapter 15. Everybody doing all right? Somebody say amen. Amen. Or should it be oh me? I don't know. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 7. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Oh, I love this. Fools teach nothing of value. Fools teach nothing of value or truth. The university professor getting up teaching evolution is a fool. The university college doctor who teaches that man's way, there God is in everything and God is just a bunch of different names, it's whatever you want him to be, is a fool.
That's right.
The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So, well, they're intelligent by whose standard? Some other fool? We think because somebody has D-R, T-H-D, M-A, B-S, or B-A after their name that they're smart. I'm not kidding. I've got two of those degrees. Guess what? I know people that have more degrees than temperature and they're dumber than a box of rocks. Fools teach how to get around or break the rules. And don't get mad at me here, but a college professor that gets up and hands you a syllabus that already has all of his notes in it, you highlight what's on the test and you can repeat it for the test and he didn't even teach what's in it, is not a good teacher. Well, you don't know as much as they know. I may not have the intellect they have, but I promise you one thing, I've got more wisdom than they have. I know how to teach better than they know how to teach. Fools teach how to twist the truth to advantage yourself. There are classes in secular universities on how to get ahead by cheating out your competitor. Class after class after class. Everybody doing okay? Fools try to break down the rules so that there's no standard of truth. Public education in America today, secondary and primary education today, now has what they call the new math. New math is 2 plus 2 equals 5, and if you can show your work, you can reason it out logically that it's true, because there is no truth. By the way, first premise of communism, there is no standard truth. Go to the Communist Manifesto. Point number one is there is no standard for truth. That's why communism has no Christianity. That's why communism was the perpetrator of evolution. Go back into the 1860s, 1870s, you'll find that Russia and the communist countries are the ones that adopted evolution so they could explain away God to continue to oppress the people politically and say there is no truth. Now go do your homework. You'll find out I'm right. Everybody doing okay? Man, I'm having fun right now. This is good stuff. That we are having all these school shootings. Did you ever notice there was 10 people killed in Texas last week in a school shooting? You haven't heard much about it on the news, have you? Nope. Can I tell you why? Because there are a bunch of Christians down there, and they're not liberal. They can't get a bunch of sympathizers down there. They were just glad somebody busted the guy and killed him. Amen. They're going to get him. Liberals. Well, let's have a gender-neutral world. Let's have countries with no borders. We shouldn't have borders. We need to be globalists. Gag. No borders are the same people that means they don't know what bathroom to use. By the way, that's what modern religion is. Believe what you want. Everybody doing okay? Number 18. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 12. Oh, my soul. I love this one. Proverbs 17:12. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Fools are dangerous, destructive, and vicious.
Yes, sir.
You have a better chance fighting a mama bear, getting between a mama bear and her cubs, than you do surviving a fool. Can I tell you something? They don't care who they hurt. A fool does not care who they hurt. A fool considers nobody else's feelings except their own. They don't care if they destroy their husband, their wife, their children, their mother, their father, their friends. They have no standard. They don't care who they step on. As long as they are advantaged by it, that's all that matters to them. That's why a person can get drunk and get in a car and drive. They don't care who they hurt. That's why a drug addict doesn't mind stealing from everybody just to get their next fix. And they don't care who they hurt. They don't care if they shared a needle with somebody with AIDS and they get AIDS. They just want the drugs. Fools stomp on people's feelings to get what they want. Can I tell you something? Be considerate of other people. Be considerate of other people's feelings. Number 19, I gotta hurry. Look at Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 16. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? Fools will not pay the price for wisdom. Fools will not pay the price for wisdom. Now, let's go back to my original study in Proverbs. Remember I said there are three kinds of people in the world, in Scripture. You have the wise person who sees life as God sees it, and propriety. You have the simple person, that's the person that really doesn't understand truth real well. And then you have the fool, that's somebody who knows what's right and chooses to do wrong. A person who sees what's right and wrong and chooses to do wrong cannot get wisdom. You have to want wisdom. God says he gives wisdom to the wise, not to the fool. A fool will run from wisdom. He does not run to wisdom. So fools won't pay the price for wisdom. They only want what they want, not what God wants. I love you. I hate to say this. I don't care what you want. I want what God wants. I don't ask young people what they want to do with their life. I ask them, what does God want you to do with your life? I don't believe every Christian young person is going to go into the ministry. But I do believe a higher percentage will. But let me ask you this. What does God want, not what do you want? If I got what I wanted, I probably would have been a pro baseball player in the military. But that's not what God wanted. So, why is it every... By the way, asking you what you want is a very selfish question for you to answer. And it's a very selfish question of us to ask of somebody. What does God want you to do? By the way, I don't believe parents ought to pick out what their kids ought to do. That's an individual thing. And if they don't do what you thought they should do, it doesn't mean you're God. Fools rather spend on themselves than do what wisdom says. Fools rather get all that they want rather than have the money to pay for it all and do what they can do. Fools have things, but have nothing, no plan to get out of debt. Fools don't want to sacrifice or discipline themselves to do things God's ways. You mean I shouldn't spend more than I make? Yep. But I can get a piece of plastic and spend more? That's foolish. Well, I could go do this, and I just got to have this. You got to have this. Amazing what we could live without. Number 20, and I'll finish for the night. Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 21. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. Look at verse 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. Fools bring grief to their parents. Doesn't matter how old their parents are or how young their parents are. Young people, listen to me. The more foolish you are, the more you hurt your parents. The more foolish you are, the more you hurt your parents. This doesn't mean fools always are rule breakers, so they're always in trouble. When someone's child is in trouble, that hurts mom and dad. Now, I realize when they're small, there's a natural foolishness there. We had just moved to Indiana, and my oldest was in kindergarten. First week of school, he got sent to the principal's office. He was sitting in the chair across from the principal's, just moving his feet back and forth. And the principal says, "Son, do you know where you're at?" He said, "Yes, sir, the principal's office, but that's okay. My daddy was my principal. I've been in his office lots of times." I said, "Doc, what did you tell him?" He said, "I stood up, leaned over my desk, put my finger in his face and said, 'But son, I'm not your daddy.'" And I said, "What did he say?" He went, "Oh." And he got his swats that day. He became a regular on the yellow chairs. Wait a minute. I wasn't happy that he got in trouble, but I was pleased that he had people around him to make him do right. Remember, he and his buddy, Paul Arcola, got in trouble one day. They were out on the playground. Nobody could find them. I mean, nobody could find them. Class had been back in for 10, 15 minutes. They looked around. They were about ready to call the police out. Finally, they come walking out from the shrubbery out back into the playground. They got taken to the principal's office. And they said, "What were you doing?" He said, "We were finding deer eyes." They said, "Deer eyes?" "Yeah, we were getting deer eyes." They said, "What do you mean?" They both pulled out a pocket full of, unless they were buckeyes. They were collecting deer eyes. They were buckeye nuts. They didn't know any different. They still got paddled for because they didn't listen for go back into class on time, but we learned a new thing. That's a childish foolishness, but if you're doing that at 30 years old, it's not funny. You're reading the news today about the guy that's 30 years old that took his parents to court because they wouldn't let him live at home for free anymore? Literally took his parents to court over that, and the judge just about threw the guy in jail. Other than the fact that the judge didn't want to take care of him with three meals and a place to live. Fools always twist the truth so that they can challenge their parents' authority. Young people, as you become older teenagers, can I tell you something? Mom and dad are still mom and dad. Listen to them whether you like it or not. You don't know as much as you think you know.
if you've been driving for a year, you still don't know as much as your parents know. I've happened to have driven an awful lot of miles. I know more about driving than any of my children.
Matter of fact, you could put all three of them and all of their driving experience together, and it still doesn't come close. Say, why? Because I've been at it an awful long time, and I got a lot of miles under the belt. An awfully lot of miles. Sometimes somebody has more experience than you. You just need to humble out and listen to them, whether you like it or not. Amen. Did you know the speed limit's the speed limit for a reason? And if you follow it, you never have to worry about the guy with the little lights on top of his car. I was driving Brother Anderson here Saturday from the airport, driving back 70 from BWI. I set my cruise at the speed limit and kept going. Every once in a while, he'd say, there's a police officer, Brother Bush. I said, it's okay. I said, I'm doing speed limit. A little down the road, he said, there's another police officer. I said, it's okay. He said, you really don't care, do you? I said, why should I care if I'm doing the speed limit? He just started looking at me. He said, not too many preachers hold to the speed limit. I said, Brother Hiles broke me of that many years ago. I said, I realized it's a sin to break the law. And I said, I paid my last speeding ticket 29 years ago on the way to my wedding. That's it. Been almost 30 years since I've had a speeding ticket. Say, why? I learned my lesson the hard way. Fools challenge their parents. I'm close enough to be an adult. I don't have to do what you say. That's real foolish. Fools create a bitterness and a grief that they're with their family because of their foolishness.
But listen to this for a second. Young people, don't mess your life up because your brothers and sisters and your mom and dad are going to pay a price for it. It hurts them. I know. By the way, we'll love you if you mess up, but that doesn't mean everything's all okay either. There's still a bitterness there. There's still an underlying grief there.
If you have children that have disappointed you, guess what? Don't let them know it hurts. Just keep going. You weren't as wise either. If you hold it against your child, you're bitter and you're just as wrong as they are. So, we got through number 20. At this rate, we have 2 weeks left. Okay. Again, I'm just giving you biblical principle. I'm not doing a lot of explanation. We're just going through what the Bible says. Let's all stand to our feet.